Hello, Denver, Colorado. You lucky, lucky sons of bitches. Harmontown is in session. I'm sorry about that sons of bitches thing. You guys seem pretty nice. Welcome to the stage, won't you please? The mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Yo, yo, ho, yo, 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 yo. Denver town, city on a mountain. Pussy's flowing, sorry. Pussy's like fountain, sorry. Pussy's like a river. I'm an orgasm giver, sorry. Already getting pretty gross. Sorry about that, Denver. Sorry, 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 sorry. Pussy.
Sorry. All right. I fucked your mama.
Wow, you came right out the gate.
I said city on a mountain because I was thinking about the elevation here.
Right.
And then it was like fountain rhymes with mountain.
Right.
And then it was like,
you made
the unfortunate dot connection between pussy and fountain, and that makes you think of all kinds of weird stuff. And I don't want it to be that kind of show.
I'm worried about you if you do a lot of rap. I mean, I want you to do a lot of rapping tonight. I want you to do your little toddler dance, but at this elevation.
I wonder if there's a thing here. We're exactly a mile above sea level,
exactly.
Jeff. Exactly a mile above sea level. 5,280 feet, or your money back. And I swear, last time I was in Denver, I could feel the effects of it,
like, yeah.
Being at this altitude. You're worried I'm going to die because I'm going to be dancing around.
No, I'm worried. Good... No, you're not going to die. You're just going to pass out, and then the audience will be concerned.
Are you here by yourself? Oh, what's your name? Can I? I don't want to pick on you if you.
My name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Is anybody else alone, or he's you are? We got three down front.
Oh, all right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you that seems like a shitty seat. Do you want to sit where at Ryan's table?
Hey, it's called Harmontown, not Denver Improv Town. They can absolutely suck it.
They can't really.
What's your name? What's your name, sir?
I'll pay them a lot of money. I'll write them a check for. If you want to sit there, sit there.
So we got Drew. Drew just moved down from. We're rearranging. So now Drew and Ryan are sitting together.
All right. And then that guy that looks like exactly like Stephen Schraub. Okay. Brother.
Okay. Wow. Ryan, I hope you wanted the company because now.
Yeah.
A table of one is a table for four now. I love that.
And
a
finder's fee.
Cheese stick snarfer. Oh, he's a cheese stick snarfer.
He's a cheese stick snarfer. He'll grab a hold of your cheese sticks.
He's like no other.
He'll sit for people down to eat their cheese. He's the kind of guy that loves cheese. Loves it fried between knees. It's dumb, stupid, and not legally clearable either. Stupid.
No, I don't think anybody would sue you for doing that to that song.
All right. What are the names here we got?
I'm Steven.
Steven.
Drew.
Drew.
Ryan again.
Adam.
Try to remember that. Could one of you be named Panthro or something? Like,
Steven, Drew, Ryan, Adam, right?
All right. Council of Doom.
Yeah.
That is going to make it hard for me to get out there and work the crowd. And if there's a fire, we're all going
to
die.
Steven, you sitting this close to the stage is going to be some hot beard-on-beard action when Spencer comes out.
Let's get these beards together right now. Beard-on-beard. What's his name? God damn it.
Steven, Drew. That's Steven.
Andrew, John, Steve,
Steven,
Ryan,
Drew, Ryan,
John, Jason, Adam, Bob, and Tim. We need more creative parents in this world. I speaking as a Dan, like we gotta. Yeah.
How about Jeffrey Brian Davis? That's pretty white.
God damn it. I wish people's names were like, I mean, I've said this before. Like, I want, you know, you should have, like you should, like, for the first 11 years of your life, you should just be called Kid or, like, because who gives a shit about you? Like, what do you know? You don't know nothing. It's just a kid. It's kid number eight, kid number nine, and then at like on your 12th birthday, you should either pick your name or have everybody give you a name. And it's like if you're an asshole, your name should be asshole. Or if you're like into eagles, they could call you Eagle. You know. I don't care. I just want it to be specific.
What if you're into Eagles assholes?
Yeah, exactly. Then you're an Eagle asshole. That's exactly. I want to like we gotta fix society, Jeff. We gotta go to the moon and we gotta colonize.
I think just your natural instinct. There was a man sitting here alone, but we found out that there's lots of singles here tonight. But
it's not a surprise with my crowd. This is not a couples show.
I guess I'd be more surprised if there was lots of single ladies here.
Yeah, that would be a weird thing. Woo, bachelorette party. Yeah. My beard is getting really long on the road, and so it's absorbing a lot of vodka. I don't know what to talk about and what not to talk about. We'll edit it out if it's not fruitful, but really, save it for later. You mean the topic or the vodka? You mean the vodka. It's one of the ladies that came here to hook up. Okay, so John, Jake, Ryan, Tim, Steve.
You got Steve right.
Andrew, and Bob. Okay.
Adam.
All right, we'll have you guys up later. Jeff, you're back. You were gone for two episodes.
Thank you very much. I had to leave Harmontown. Sadly, it was weird to be away from you guys for 2 days. I went and joined Ryan Stiles and Greg Proops and Joel Murray in the Northwest, and we did 3 shows. You guys had a day off. You guys went to the shittiest places in the world. I leave the group for 2 days, and they are at Dave and Buster's.
We were in. It's possible that you may be the force that brings us to more exquisite places, but it's also possible that in Kansas City, the hotel was next to one of these malls where there's just like a dinosaur restaurant, and then the stand-up club we were performing at. And it was like, Dave Coulier's there on Wednesday, and J.J. Walker's there on Friday. And then it said, like, John Davis and Dan Herman in their nationally televised podcast. You could be in the show. That's what it said. And it was...
I didn't know that we were televising this.
We are safely away from Kansas City. And the people that came to that show, the 60 Armenians in that audience, I want to say I love you very much. But we will... That club sucks. That was bad news. It was like being in a driver's ed class, like in the back of a mall. It was not made for us. It was not made for our people. They were the people that did show up were bummed out. And I think it affects me. I don't know. Do you think I'm having a good show right now, Jeff? We're not talking about anything. What am I doing? Let's make with the entertainment. Entertainment section. Entertainment section.
Get a damn.
Entertainment section.
She's about to entertain your balls off right now, everybody.
Welcome to the entertainment section. I fucked your mama, obvious rhyme erection. I fucked her into the day and last week. I fucked your mama so hard she went to Widow's Peak. It's a special place. Nick Nolte lives there. It's named after him because of his hair. His hair is a widow's peak. I don't need to explain myself. See you next week. I fucked your mama in a hill in a valley. I fucked your mama until her name was Sally. Forthright. Wasn't that a comic? I fucked your mama on a comet. I fucked your mama in Denver. I fucked your mama and she doesn't remember. It's not my fault. It wasn't rape. I didn't put anything in her drink. It was great. She had a good time. The amnesia was brought on by my dick. Whoa, my dick. The altitude, Jeff, is... I can't rap at this altitude.
Don't blame the altitude.
I can't rap at this altitude.
Don't blame the cheese sticks.
We got to be a mile above sea level right now.
We are exactly 1 mile above sea level.
This is the place to be when the polar ice caps melt. Like, this is going to be the last place. This is dry land, right? This is where the... this altitude. You know who's really good at rapping?
Huh?
I mean, a lot of people. A lot of professional people. They get paid.
Dr. Dre?
Spencer, we found out on the bus last night. Can we get Spencer up here?
Spencer.
He's very concerned about being put on the spot about his rapping. But the truth is,
Spencer, everybody.
Spencer Crittenden, the Dungeon Master. I don't know if you guys are avid podcast listeners. I assume you bought tickets online. So you may recall that back in Los Angeles, when we decided to bring, that's Raquel, make sure you tip her. And I don't know everyone's name, but I'm going to be, I thought that would be impressive if I did that.
What's your name right there? What's your name?
Maria.
Yeah, don't tip her. Don't.
She's working the same tables as Raquel. Raquel doesn't know why she's here. Never met her in her life. She's just following Raquel around, taking drinks away that Raquel puts down.
Maria was fired from this place 15 years ago.
Yeah, Maria.
Some say she died here. Yeah. Still, from a certain angle, you can still see her haunting other waitresses.
Yeah. There's a photo of Dom Herrera on the wall, and Maria's in the background, which is weird because Dom Herrera was famous in the 20s. Shining.
So, Dan...
What was I talking about?
I'll get you back on track. I went away for a while. I haven't heard Minneapolis because I didn't get a chance to listen to it. And Kansas City hasn't dropped yet, so I haven't heard that one either. So I don't really know what went on. I heard that you had the basic upshot of what the shows were. Spencer filled me in on the D&D campaign. But story structure-wise, there's a thing that you put on Tumblr about the fact that you felt like, if you're the hero of the story, the fact that you haven't changed at all.
Right.
Did you discuss this in the show?
I talked about it a little bit, but it was Kansas City, Jeff. It kind of blew right over their heads. So this is the time to talk about it. Nothing gets over the heads in Denver. They're a mile above sea level.
You did this really fascinating little video on Tumblr. It was amazing because you didn't edit it. It was really like, you didn't stutter once. It was really like, just like, it was really good. And
second take. I did second take.
Oh, was it really? Well, that's nice of you to be honest about that. Sorry. The altitude. The altitude.
What is happening? Are you like John Hurt and Alien? Are we going to find out that the two... How are your two days off planet? Yeah. It was great. Let's have some more breakfast.
You're saying story structure-wise, if you're the hero of this tour that you're going on, the fact that you haven't changed probably makes you the villain.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly makes
Certainly
you the
makes me like at least an extra or like a horse.
But Spencer released this beautifully written blog about like his awakening or his like you know his like he's really just self.
He's going on
examination.
A journey.
He's
23.
He's on a journey. He's meeting the outside world. He's coming to grips with other people and what that means about him.
Spencer learned on this journey that everyone in the world could be into him, but no one would ever understand him. I'm not putting words in it. That sounds pretentious, putting words in his mouth like that, but that's like he learned.
Is that about right, Spencer?
I wouldn't phrase it that way.
No, that would make you sound like a dick, yeah. But you got to a point where it's like people were throwing the equivalent of panties at you.
That was a wool cap.
There were dudes throwing wool caps at you. That's as close as this crowd's gonna get to throwing panties. Yeah. Like, this crowd is a practical crowd. If they have panties, they're using them. A hipster threw his wool cap at you and said, I don't need this anymore. You take it. And then even though that seems like a thing, it's like, oh, I would like that. I would like to be able to push a button and feel what it's like to feel everyone liking me, everyone appreciating me, everyone accepting me. And you said in your blog entry, to paraphrase you, or to extrapolate what you were saying, that the arrival at that goal actually led you to the realization that there will still never be a certain connection between you and other people. Yeah. You could be alone for the rest of your life, Spencer.
I will be. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. So this motherfucker's on a journey.
Right.
I'm so just a fat guy on a bus.
So we're going to find out that he's the hero of this, like...
And that makes me like Jafar.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say it like Christopher Walken, but...
It's Jafar.
That makes me like Jafar.
Yeah, to his Aladdin.
My story circle is a crystal ball.
But now you're doing Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I'm also Bane from Batman. Many people talk like this. Jeff. Jimmy Stewart. Garrison Keillor. Bane.
So, while I was away...
Christopher Walken. Bill Clinton. Dom Knotts.
Popeye. Can we hear your Dom Knotts?
Well, Michael. Oh,
Bill Clinton, I think you should run for president. Oh, thank you. I don't have relations with a woman. I'm done nuts. Oh, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
Can I get a little Bill Cosby in there?
Oh, you, what are you two talking about over here? I got Don Knotts and Bill Clinton talking to me. I'm not talking to you, man. I'm talking to Bill Clinton. I'm not talking to you either. I'm talking to...
Can we get... Gabby Hayes just walked in.
Yeah, well, Michael, I'm Bill Clinton. I'm Gabby Hayes. I'm Don Knotts. I'm Bill Cosby.
No. Don't embarrass yourselves.
It was not full applause. There was giant pockets of no
good.
No applause.
And those people are heroes. Yes.
There's people like, no. Swing and a miss.
There will be times when I will appreciate effort from you when I will need it. But there are also times when I need to be punished.
So if you feel like story structure-wise, because we obsess over this, that last night was some sort of death because of the room you're in and the whole thing, as you also found out on the tour bus... driving here overnight.
That Spencer's a better rapper than
me. Spencer can rap better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not true.
Well, that's spoken like a hero. Yo, 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 yo. Don't turn around. Yo, don't turn around. Just behind you, always behind you.
Right,
no matter where you look, I'm always gonna be behind you.
He just took his dick out. His dick is out of his pants right now.
I'm gonna find you, flicking in the trees. I'm gonna find you. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, I fucked your mama so hard, her pussy started to hasten. Say, it got really fast. I fucked your mama so hard, her pussy started to blast off from the tarmac in space. I fucked your mama regardless of her race. She's biracial. I fucked your mama, it was spatial relations that I needed. I put my dick down and she heeded the call. To adventure of my wiener. She came to it, said, this looks leaner than bacon. Put it on her plate. I fucked your mama hard, cause I'm not about hate. Yo, come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down. Diversity.
He is yellow, poop is brown.
Come on down to Harmontown. Yo, I'm gonna do another verse so that Spencer can do one. It couldn't be worse. I'm gonna lower the bar and talk to my people. What's your name?
Andy.
Steeple. See how that works? Didn't matter what his name was. I'm a fucking jerk. I just rap, working the crowd. Gonna eat your fry, gonna tell it out loud. Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down. Pee is yellow, poop is brown. Denver.
You know, I'm Spencer, I'm the dungeon master. If you mess with me, it's gonna be a huge disaster. Cause I'm 6'4" and I pack a bunch. But bitch, don't be asking what I had for lunch. Because I'll tie you up with ropes and chains. And when we play in D&D, you know I hold the reins. Cause with a lightning bolt or a fireball, you best roll a climb check before you climb that wall.
Oh shit! Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down. Hero.
Is yellow, poop is brown.
Death.
Come on down to Harmontown.
As I get older, my brain starts to sag. I look over at Spencer and turn into a dish rag. I'm melting to the earth and my brain doesn't work. I remember the thing with the steeple and then I said I was a jerk. It doesn't matter if you have to say it. And no matter how much you admit, it doesn't change it. I'm weak. My synapses get farther apart. And every time I open my lips, what comes out is a mental fart. Come on down to Harmontown.
Word. Turn that brown upside down.
Old.
Pee is yellow, poop is brown.
Dead.
Come on down to Harmontown.
I'll take the mic, I'll get the mic bow. Wait, let me see if I can put things back on track. I said I'm Spencer, I'm a dungeon master. And you can hear me preach, but man, I ain't no pastor. If you try and keep up, man, I will run faster. If it comes to long lasting, I'm the long laster. I can't get EO with my master blaster. I can't think of another thing that rhymes with aster.
Oh, come on down to Harmontown. Spencer,
turn that round upside down.
Roll.
He is yellow poop.
hit point.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Armor class, send the stars from the sky. I wanna swing my sword, but I don't know why. I got a beard the length of the whole Mississippi. Fucked your mama so hard that her pussy got drippy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about my shit. I'm misogynist and I go to weird places when I start to throw a fit. I can't do anything else. I'm infantile and I just belong on a really old shelf. Got fired from NBC. Came out on the road, said, hey, look at me. It's $20 a ticket. Don't know why. I don't have an act. I'm just a guy. I'm just a big fat asshole taking your cheese sticks. Talking about your mama loving my dick. Come down to Harmontown. Turn that brown upside down. Rap.
He is yellow, poop is brown.
Rhyming. Jeff.
Oh yeah, shit, I didn't know I was gonna have to rap now, but I will, because I was on the road and I had tried to kill the audience when I was away in Seattle, but now there's a rap battle, and I know that Spencer is the man who's riding taller in the saddle. He sits high, his beard's hanging low, Dan's up there, how long he lasts, I don't know, the altitude's so high, he's a kind of overweight guy, he had so much kettle vodka last stage, I think he might die.
Oh, come on down to Harmontown, peak pop. Chip top down the Harmontown. Slip slop down the Harmontown.
Yeah, that's fucking how you do it.
All right. That's nice. Good job, Spencer.
Spencer.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
You broke your cherry, Spencer. You broke your cherry.
You did good.
That's a reference over my head.
We know it's not really a reference. We're just.
I think Goodfellas.
Hey, you broke your cherry. Here's $500.
You got pinched and you didn't schlumoots.
You didn't schlumoots. Yes. Yes. No. Sorry.
Wow.
I don't know what it is about this. It's the altitude.
Is that the altitude?
It is the altitude.
It's your elation that I'm back with you.
That's true. I'm very glad to have you back. I thought Aaron did a great job, and like Minneapolis, I put up unedited because I thought, you know, it was a very fun show, warts and all. There was some asshole in the crowd that was like, I hate your relationship, it's boring. And then we attacked him. Like, I found myself, like, I listened to the recording, I was like, okay, here's the mistakes I made. Like, this guy, like, piped up in the audience, and instead of saying what I always say, which is, oh, hey, you have something to say. Do you want to come up and talk to us? Would you be willing to come up and talk to us? We don't bully anybody. You hear in that recording, just like, get up here, you fucking asshole. Like, it just turned into this thing. Like, we hit this weird, like, rock bottom thing where it was like, and then people were just yelling out, like, fuck you, fuck potatoes. And we go, what'd you say? I said, fuck potatoes. All right, fuck potatoes, come up here. Why'd you say fuck potatoes? Because I wanted to be on stage. And then I just got mad, and I shut the whole thing down, and Axl Rosed it. I threw a camera, and I put my wiener in a shoe, and then I took the shoe and I wore it like a hat, but my wiener was still in it, so it wasn't disconnected. It was like stretched, and then
you Axl Rosed it.
Yeah. And I held the top of the hat, and I played my own, like, thread stretched penis, like a banjo,
like a gut bucket.
No, I know. A lot of people sure don't know what I mean when I say Axl Rose. I just need to clarify. That's what I did. I made a cigar box guitar out of my own dick.
You're describing an Axl Rose.
Yeah. No, I know. But there's a lot. Good 40% of the people here don't know what that means. I made a weird southern instrument out of my mutilated penis and blamed security. we're in the home stretch. I don't. I feel weird, Jeff. I don't know what to.
It's the altitude.
It's the altitude. I understand. All right. Well, should we? Like Jeff? Can you control me?
I'll try, man.
Man. Just help me out. I can't look at them. I can't look at them.
Well, I think, you know, there's a moment, like, I left for a while, and it was very strange, and now I came back, and I was like, I missed you guys, and...
Something happened to us.
We only have a few days left, and we're going back to some of my favorite cities, not Salt Lake, but... you know, Salt Lake. It's the Paris of salty lakes.
I mean, honestly, if you're gonna have salt, like, don't put a lake there, and vice versa. Like, yeah. You know, we've heard it before. It just seems like a dumb place to have salt. It's a lake.
It's gonna be cold as hell there, right? Really?
So I want to go out to the Salt Lake Flats and reenact every Playboy video I've ever seen growing up. It seemed like they were always out in this, like, these flats, like there were, like every Playboy Playmate like video, like centerfold would involve like they'd just be naked out in the salt flats. No,
I'm not familiar with that one.
All right, well then I'm eating another one of Toby's cheese sticks.
His name's Adam.
He should have thought of that before he ordered cheese sticks.
So probably a few days ago, but certainly as of Denver, Colorado, the diet is just out the goddamn window.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you think you've gained a significant amount of weight in this trip?
Yeah, I'm full. I'm Vince Vaughning. Like, I'm... I can't stop myself, Jeff.
I came back to the hotel, and I ran into Dustin Marshall. Dustin Marshall, our podcast producer, is back there.
He's a good kid.
He's a great dude. And,
he's a good kid.
Largely unsung, I think. He dwells in the shadows, but he's the reason why you guys get to hear this almost every night, and it's his hard work. So thank you, Dustin. But he's a good dude. He's just been smashing pussy on this trip, too. I'm kidding. I'm joking. He's into dudes. So I ran into him. He's like, oh, I'm going to Dan and Aaron's hotel room right now, and they're going to do a This Feels Terrible podcast. You want to stop by and say hey? I'm like, yeah. I pop in there. You guys have been there just today, right?
Yeah.
It looked like a fucking city dump in there, man. There was shit everywhere. There was like, just food. Like, you guys really got it on today there.
Well, it just, you know, I was recuperating from this like late night party bus thing that we did. It doesn't matter. Whatever, we're ayahuasca, right? Oh, God, yeah. Dustin's uploading videos where I'm, like, doing rape raps and stuff, like...
You guys did ayahuasca last night?
No. A guy gave us a jar of, if you're listening in customs, a guy gave us a jar of, or just the police, just the regular police also, okay. Or just, like, an Amazon tribe if you want to murder us.
Or any number of criminals.
If you're a talking jaguar, you might be interested in this. Now they'll all be able to talk to us. A fan of ours in where were we?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
It was Madison. Madison.
No, it wasn't.
It was Madison.
Okay, thank you. We were in Madison, and a fan of ours who had come all the way up from somewhere south of the Chattahoochee,
Iowa. I think.
Right. He brought a jar of... He just went up to the boom mic operator, the sound guy on the documentary. He didn't give it to me. Gave him a jar of, like, black tar and said, that's ayahuasca. This is a game of time.
It's not really ayahuasca, though.
It might just be Coke. Like the beverage. It's dark brown.
Well, it looks like it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so he gave you a jar of hallucinogens?
Supposedly, yeah.
I mean, Brandon, our sound guy, is the stoniest-looking member of our group.
Yeah.
Brandon, where are you at? Show yourself, Brandon. I don't know if you guys saw the photo of him doing karaoke wherever we were, and he had all of his mic equipment.
He can do it. He does a mean beatbox.
Brandon, get up here. Beatbox time.
the audience is lukewarm. So just more rapping. All right. I thought you would talk about masturbating more.
Brandon Lulius, for his debut on stage, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, shit. This sounds made up, but this sounds absolutely made up. Brandon is a fourth generation sound engineer.
Doesn't that predate sound?
Well, that's the thing. This sounds absolutely made up. His great grandfather,
Marconi.
His great grandfather did sound on The Jazz Singer. Yeah.
For real? And not the Neil Diamond one.
But there was actually a movie before The Jazz Singer. Jazz Singer was the first talkie, but there was sound in a movie previous to that you're...
Don Juan, yeah. Basically, they had sound. They recorded the soundtrack for Don Juan, which is music, which at the time, having an actor talk was very controversial. So, yeah.
It sounds made up, right? Like he's a sociopath. Oh yeah, I'm not just a boom operator. I'm actually part of a loud lineage of people who. Oh my old my, Biff Tannen started holding a boom mic when it was just a stick and a rock that you cavemen talked into.
Yeah, it was a shell and a pelican was over there. It's a living.
But if he's lying, he's busted now.
But also, like, when did you find this out? When I was away?
Yeah, man, dude, we grew together.
Fucking hell. I'm so jealous. You guys are
all that time you spend taking us to places that aren't dinosaur bars.
You can use
that to grow as a human being.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm shallow. I don't deny that. But you guys are really connecting out there.
You're a foodie. We became human-y.
I'm not a foodie.
We're people-y.
I'm not a foodie because I hate that word. So I'm more of a wordy.
I'm not a foodie because I hate that word. A beatboxing like his mouth is a turd.
He's got
big sounds coming out of his mouth. I got Brandon on the beatbox going down south. Got a mountain top on Denver. Got a beatbox. Sorry, I'm listening to him. Okay, hold on. Beatbox.
Spencer, beatbox.
Go.
I'm talking into the mic stand. Now I got a mic, so let's see how this will land. I don't even know what else I could say. You just kinda gave it to me in a half-assed way and expected me to start rapping for all of y'all. I don't ever know, but I'm having a ball. It's a really great time out in Harmontown, and everybody knows I'm standing here throwing it down, but I'm sitting.
Dice rolling, Spencer. Yo, pussy rolling, Spencer. Got the Spencer on the mic, got the Spencer on the rug. Fucked your mama so hard that she thought I was a bug. She said, my pussy's so big, you're so small. Fucked your mama so hard, she looked like she had a ball. She was in a room with a chandelier. I gave her two balls and a dick and said, here. Yo.
Yo. Brandon Lilly is everybody.
Yo. 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 Yo, guy with a beard's gonna do a little rap now. Nope. Okay. Nope. 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 Yo. Nope. Dance break. Nope.
Whoa!
All right.
Brandon Lilius.
It's an all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brandon.
It's
fantastic.
It's funny because his job is to capture sound, but he's a giant with a booming voice that has a great beatbox.
He really is enormous.
Yeah, and loud. It's funny. He's like he's supposed to capture sound, but he creates so much more than he captures.
Right.
Maybe not more than he captures. It makes him sound like a bad sound guy. But it makes the ghost of his great grandfather is gonna haunt him, and it's gonna say a crisp, clean. Like, no, there will be no clipping. It will not. There will be no plosives. It's my grandpa, the guy that invented the Dixie cup and the string. Jeff, how do we make people love each other?
Well, turn the lights down real low. I think what you do is be honest. You expose yourself, and that allows other people to release themselves out there too.
Alternate pitch. Sports corner.
Sports Corner coming at you with your host, Dan Harmon. He loves sports, especially local teams. His knowledge of local sports teams and statistics will blow your mind. Brought to you by Fat Tire. Fat Tire Beer, get you fucked up. That's it for Sports Corner. Thanks, everybody. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, Jeff.
Denver, Colorado.
Holy shit, what a season.
Yeah, what a season. So you said it was your first time at Mile High Stadium. What do you take away from that experience?
Oh, God. You know, if there's ever been an altar to the grace that is America's favorite sport, It is Mile High Stadium. You can feel the fans there. You can feel that they're getting what they want and wanting what they get. You can sense, just even when the place is empty. I go down there with my daughter every fall, and I sit and I just take in. I tell her this is the stadium that God built for this sport and this sport alone.
Now,
this
I don't mean to change sports, but what do you think is the most important role on the Colorado Rockies? The most important position on the Rockies?
Definitely the top position, like the most
significant player, and role position.
Yeah, the highest one.
Yeah, I mean the most significant on the field.
Tyler,
who plays
Perry.
Tyler, who plays Perry.
Right. Well, he'll be playing Perry next season, but Tyler is on top now.
I mean, do you think the Rockies can rebuild after last season?
I think the Rockies are in the downslide, but that can be a precursor to an upswing.
Right.
I believe that, as my grandpa used to say in Oklahoma back when we used to watch the Nuggets.
Uncle Homo?
Oklahoma?
Oh, I thought you called your grandpa Uncle Homo.
I'm from Wisconsin, Jeff, where grandpas are known as Uncle Homos. It's like a meemaw or a pop-pop. In Wisconsin, we called our grandpas Uncle Homos. I understand that's an offensive phrase, but hey.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, what sport do the Rockies play?
The America's favorite.
Which is?
They play ball, man. They play ball. They play football.
Nope.
Basketball.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They play basketball. Yeah, basketball. I know. What are you quizzing me? I'm the sports guy.
I know.
Listen, those Nuggets got to get out there like front and center, yeah, or the Rockies are gonna take it.
Are you saying that the Denver Nuggets are doing so poorly that the Colorado Rockies might move in on their action?
Stranger things have happened, Jeff, with the wild card system and going to second procedurals. We've got a second tertiary format here, a 7-10 split, veritably speaking. And the all-conference, if you go to all-stars and then you come down to the single individuals, then what we're talking about is a potential Nuggets coup over the Rockies in the spring semester, or it's not a 40-point spread. They agree. They seem to agree.
I mean, the sports news cycle. We've heard so much about it, but you know more than anybody. When do you think that this NHL lockout's going to end?
God, Jeff, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Yardage.
Sports Corner with Dan Hartman.
I can't tell the difference between Grey Goose and Kettle One, but I can tell the difference between Ciroc, Snap Frost vodka.
Yeah,
the venue doesn't have
Kettle One. Had a chance to be our sponsor.
They have Grey Goose. Grey Goose is great. Goose.
So you
but
thought.
It's fine. Vodka's vodka. Honestly, kids. You know what breaks my heart, Jeff, is when the
kids don't know their vodka?
Yeah. We play these venues that are 21 plus or 18 plus 21 or whatever they are, and then when we're signing things after the show, so every once in a while, like two people my age will come up to me and go, "Harry, could you sign us for our daughter Ariel? She's 16. She's not allowed to come
to the
show."
She's a mermaid.
And I go, "Well, she, are you? Jesus Christ, you guys! Do you want to cause another fight?"
Yes.
I'm sorry I picked that name, but they go, she can't come tonight, and then we came, and then they go,
because her ponytails are too red and bouncy.
Right.
And
she had volleyball practice.
Right.
And God, and my point, Jeff, is that sometimes every once in a while, like in every third city, like a set of parents will come up to me, one or more parents who aren't even fans of the show, don't even care, so who sit for 2 hours and listen to me talk about Decks and Balls and rapping and Dungeons and Dragons, and they're only here like for just to get like a signature for their underage child. It really like bums me out. I and I'm like, "Did you have a good time?" And they're like, you're great, like, "Just, her name's Rachel, and can't wait to drive this back to Omaha." Like that's fucked up. Best parents, first of all, they deserve better than 2 hours of me. Best kid in the world. I don't know. What do you do there, Jeff? What do? Do you sing a song? No, I'm kidding.
I think you sing a song.
We should let's meet some people from our audience. Jeff. I'm spraying. My mustache is. I'm spraying vodka all over everyone.
Well, you've eaten all the cheese sticks, so that doesn't matter. There's one left. You want to get that?
There's two left. Thank you, Ariel.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna die.
Well, you're not putting up much of a fight.
I'm gonna die, Jeff.
There was 18 pizza boxes in that room today. Oh, no. Dan, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. People like you.
I don't deserve to be loved.
Dan, Kansas City was a fluke. I wasn't there. The room was bad. You're not a bad
person. They had so many nachos. I gotta get back on my diet, Jeff.
Yeah, so what... I'm
verging on Aykroyd. Like, I'm going to be Aykroyd by Portland.
He got pretty large.
Aykroyd got inexplicably large.
I
he'd be into how weird it is how large he got. He'd be like, oh, it's a mystery. Maybe the crystal skull made me so fat.
I told you once that I somehow, after like an after party, ended up at Dan Aykroyd's house. And he was as big as a poor person's house, but fortunately he had a huge mansion where houses fit inside
it. There were poor people living in him. But keep it down out there. We're trying to write our version of Ghostbusters.
But it was like 3 or 4 a.m. and he just made a pizza. And not like took a DiGiorno out of the freezer and put it in the oven.
Like he just shook his shirt out and
ball of dough came out.
With
his ear and his fucking sauce.
Like a golden retriever getting out of a river. Just shook his body and a pizza came out.
But I said, I'd be a bad friend if I didn't tell you that, like, you know, my best friends and I, we think Ghostbusters is one of the best movies of all time. And he was like, hey, you know what? He wanted to talk about Ghostbusters all night long. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry we made fun of how fat he is. If he's listening.
He almost certainly is listening right now. Right. Big Trouble? I didn't see Big Trouble.
Big Trouble was doozy.
Was he just big in that one? I didn't see that movie, but he looked like he could have had a fat suit on. He was very, very big. I mean, I think he's lost weight since then, right? I don't know. These people don't even know who he is.
They're like, what? Dan Aykroyd? What you mean? Was he in the NSYNC?
Yeah, he's Canadian. He's the
NSYNC. Right, way to go, Harmon. Yeah. That was a real attempt to like grab a current reference.
Who do you think is on the top of the charts, like pop charts, right?
Who's on the top of the charts? Norah Jones.
I don't know.
Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's Velvet Revolver. Like there's got to be a band that Tyler Perry owns, right? He's right. Tyler Perry's Tyler Perry Flood Bunch. Run DMC, right?
Tyler Perry and the Funky Bunch.
All right.
I want to bring up
a special guest.
Okay.
I met her in the bar before we came up here.
Have a drink.
Yeah. It's the cheese sticks and the altitude. I'm sorry.
Certainly not the gallon of vodka.
Is JJ from Vienna here?
Slovenia.
Wait, she said she's out. She came from
Vienna.
She was in Vienna at some point.
Yeah, come on.
Where is JJ?
JJ,
can you make it to the stage? She's got to be the one that drove the furthest. She's from Europe. I usually ask who drove the furthest.
It's JJ. She's foreign. She's from a different land. She's never been this high on a mountain.
Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah, she's come to shows. Are you independently wealthy? How can you afford to keep flying out here from Europe to see these shows?
think every time I'd save to go somewhere else to South America, I've wanted to go to Peru for a while. Every time it ends up being one of your shows.
Well, we're like Peru. We're like Peru. We have ayahuasca. We'll get you high like Peru.
Yeah.
And, right. And you brought us lovely cookies backstage. Those awesome German little wafers and cookies and stuff.
Yeah, something else waiting for you, but that's after the show.
So. Oh. Everyone gets laid tonight. It's a swinger show. Leave your keys in the cheese basket.
Everyone just puts their keys in a deep-fried cheese basket. Oh, I got. I'm with Dave. I'm with Tony. There's three women here.
JJ, what do you do?
I work at the British Embassy in Vienna.
The British Embassy in Vienna, and you have that much free time to come see stupid comedy shows like ours?
No, I just took 3 days off the weekend. So.
And you're with a friend too, right? Is she from out of the?
No, my friend couldn't make it.
Oh.
So she wanted to go down. Oh. Send her regards.
How many languages do you speak?
Four.
Which? What are they? English.
German.
German.
Slovenian. French.
Slovenian and French.
And French.
Can you give us some?
There is a French audience member here as well.
Oh yeah, were you parley herring? give us some Slovenian. I don't know that I've ever heard Slovenian. Say, come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down. P is yellow. Poop. Oh, should get her to do it. Could you sing that our little hook in Slovenian? Is that possible? Oh, okay.
All right. International UK power mix. Lady Gaga style. Don't know what that means. Just grabbing.
Okay, Dan, you want to lead her in?
Yo, yo, yo. International. I'm irrational. I'm irrational. National, international. Motherfucker. Gonna rap so hard. Gonna drop the mic. Chris Tucker style. Chris Rock drops the mic. Chris Tucker's another person. The races alike. That makes me racist. I didn't confuse them. I love black people.
Take
don't
it,
abuse
JJ.
Them. Yo! Foreign language. Foreign tongue going on the anguish. I'm gonna go out in the crowd. I'm international now, so I'm rapping twice as loud. Got the whole planet going full global. Got your mama's cell phone and her titties are mobile. Got your AT&T and her TTs on my Sprint. I'm gonna put it in her pee-pee. Rapping more. Just gonna rap some more.
Take it.
Yo, it's like fancy shit. You're out on a patio in Amsterdam and shit. You're like sipping coffee and you held in funny money, but it has pictures of people you've never seen. It's ridiculous. And you smoking weed for free.
All right, German.
Come and see the Harmontown. Lesen großen Lächeln.
International links, they may apply. Fuck your mama so hard, my penis came through her fly. I put her wiener into her shoe. I put her shoe on her head. I said, how do you do? I went to Heathrow. It's like a hub. I fucked your mama so hard. She said, give me a shoulder rub. I'm feeling tense. I need a massage. I fucked your mama in the house in her garage. Spencer's gonna come to the mic. I'm gonna hand it off because he's who you like.
Yo, I got monsters in a cage, and everybody sees me because I'm all the rage, and I don't mean rage like a barbarian rage. Let me get off this rhyme, let me turn the page. That's all I got, let me see if I can try some more. Maybe I'll just sit up here and fry. I think that's all I got right now, so we'll go to the chorus.
Out of Harmontown, it's been glog and goog and glob.
Yellow,
English,
Ireland, come on,
Ireland, Irish, London. Ah, Vingano's a Harmontown.
Pipi is amarillo, caca is moreno.
Tower of Babel. I fucked your mama so hard she said fabulous. Language is piss. Just comes out and runs that way and this. Nobody knows what any words mean. We don't. We all say what we say and then we see what we mean. I rhyme with mean with mean. I'm doing a bad scene. I'm a bad person. I'm 40 years old and I'm lean cuisine. Don't want to be fat. Don't want to be Dan Aykroyd. Don't want to get as big as that. I just want to ghost bust. Who are you going to call? I'm going to call Jenny Craig before I take a diabetes fall. Down to Eastbound Boom.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you, Slovenian JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Slovenian JJ.
Slovenian JJ. Get away from me. Slovenian JJ.
Rubbing poo with pee.
But is it D&D time, I believe?
D&D time, I believe. Yeah, let's do this thing.
All right.
Are you guys ready for some D&D? Aaron McGaffey, join us on stage, please. Aaron McGaffey.
I think we're sharing a mic. Denver style. It's the altitude. The electricity doesn't get through the cords as fast.
Fun show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you guys are great. You guys are great. I'm not pandering.
You're backstage watching Gator Boys, right?
Yeah, you watching Gator Boys right there?
They set me up in a nice little booth and brought me tacos and drinks, and I've just been sitting back there like a king. My feet up on the chairs, and it's been great. They asked me to leave, but it's been a lot of fun.
They asked you to leave?
Not really. I'm just making a joke. I put my feet up.
Oh, got it. It's okay, everybody. We should find you a stool, or here, you sit on this one. I feel weird. Well, we have to share a mic. We'll edit this part out where I'm talking about the mic that we have to share, but then I won't edit it out. We'll have charm.
All right. How do you feel about us sharing a mic?
Great.
All right, Spencer, get us up to date because I missed a bit. So catch me up if you would.
Last time we met, our heroes had been journeying in the belly of the beast, the mysterious and mythical Infinifish. After Sharpie found what looked like a lung, the group rejoined and entered through a large cavity that Quark had slashed in the side of the great organ. Entering the lung, a slimy creature had dropped in from the ceiling onto the bottom of this chamber, followed by several electrical spidery minions. After the dust of combat had settled, Sharpie, Quark, and Mulrain were victorious. Hoping to damage the lung with the smoke from their smoke sticks, Sharpie and Mulrain ignited them as well as all their torches. And as the damage was being dealt to the vicious lung, Quark destroyed the remnants with his flaming sword, and together they all fell below, back into the chamber before they had left. They had made some progress, but where would they proceed from here?
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
seems
yeah.
like now
yeah,
that he's, yeah. a, now that he's a big show. He's a big rap star now, so he's phoning in his DMing.
I lost my place in the writing, reading.
He sounds like Don LaFontaine now, like in a world. Like,
he's kicking back. He's Snoop style now. He's
I don't know.
In a world where you found a sword. World.
Don't try to pick a fight with Spencer on stage.
I need for my documentary that I'm producing about myself, I need a death to happen. I need a conflict.
Well, maybe you'll die in this round of D&D.
Yeah.
Take some fucking chances out there, man. Yeah, or have another cheese stick. Oh, shit. I was joking, honey. I was joking. Baby, no. Baby, no, not the ranch.
Dan just put the cheese stick on his face, put the mozzarella.
He's crying ranch tears right now. That is truly horrifying. You've got it on your eyelashes. So
don't Instagram me!
That is fucked up. Wow, we... You have a problem, sir.
No, don't know.
No! No! He just drank the ranch like a Jaeger bomb.
No. Here, oh, a table of enablers.
Fucking hell.
Can't take us.
Anybody have one of those? thank you for the napkins. Does anybody have one of those Pulp Fiction adrenaline syringes that we can plunge into his heart later on?
Has anyone else gone so off a diet that you start putting food in places it doesn't go? Just ranch in your ears.
Yeah. You
and
had
your
ranch
eyes.
Mascara on for a moment. That was wild.
Oh, boy.
All right.
By the way, the shame of Jeff walking into our hotel room earlier today was palpable. I was when we opened the door and you were standing there, I was scared because I knew it was inside that room.
Yeah, it looked like the city fucking dump in there.
No, it didn't look like the city dump. I mean, there was a large collection of plates and things.
There was plates and there was pizza boxes and there was a what looked like a
there's a lot of love.
A skeletized lamb. there wasn't any ranch because he certainly had drunk it all. Yeah.
Don't let him hurt you. Don't let him hurt you.
Don't make your movie arc
it.
Death an actual death, Harmon. It's a bad movie. This is going to be a long ride in the bus tonight.
Only one thing is going to make me feel better. Ice cream! What if we had ice cream dancers come out?
The show would stop and you would eat ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, so show. Watching me eat ice cream could be the show. These people love me no matter what I do. They love me. I created community! I'm gonna eat myself to death in front of you!
Wow. Somebody stop him. Fuck it. We're gonna go back to LA and you're gonna be just a big fat cunt when you get out of there.
It has become a thing.
Like, I'm off my diet for 7 days.
Yeah, that rebellion has become a really aggressive, violent thing against your health and our children.
I saw you putting some cheese sticks down at Toby Keith's. I love this bar and grill across the way. Aaron.
Those were potato skins. Get your shit straight.
That was zucchini. That was zucchini.
Oh, okay.
And I ate the zucchini out of the fried edges.
Yeah. Those were just the healthy zucchini with the fried and the ranch.
Toby Keith's is, by the way, there's room over there if you guys want to go to Toby Keith's. What's the name of his bar? Toby Keith's Fade In On Me Loving Something with cut to, smash cut, car chase, dragon comes down from the sky, I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and let's go to a bar tonight.
Toby Keith's a hubris bar and lounge. Toby Keith's, I can't lose.
Toby Keith's 20-page name for a bar.
There's room for 4,000 people at that bar. We were the only three people in there. It was really
and the laminate sticker that they use to make the drywall that the bar is made out of look like wood.
The huge
sticker's
bar.
Like coming off everywhere, and I was like, we were trying to figure out.
It's like a lacquer.
Do people dance on the bar? Is that why
people scooting and boogieing up there? And that's why all the lamination.
That would be a cool reason. It's like, oh yeah, it's a honky tonk. Like we honkied the tonk off the top of the bar. I asked the bartender. I said, how does this happen? And she goes, I don't know. They just pick at it. The animals that you are a zookeeper for? They just pick at it. That's like something you'd hear at a zoo. They just pick at it. I don't know. They think the tire is a swing. They think the giraffes mistake the Rusty Jones sticker for a berry. That's why they're breaking the windows on your cars.
Let's all go over there and let's see if we can pick off like right Harmontown. But does anybody have a chisel or a?
It's grody over there,
it's
man.
Pretty, yeah, it's a bummer. I expected more out of Toby Keith, really. You know, that name screams class, and yet
that guy's made a living out of supporting troops. Nothing more. There's a lobby, and it's filled with pictures of him supporting the troops. That's it. It's like he's playing guitar in all these different forms of camouflage
he's
and all these different
cockadoodle douchebag. The fucking hate that guy.
Do you think
He's so fucking full of his own shit. Fucking boo. Fuck you, Debbie Keith. You're bigger than me. You can kick my ass, but I will control your fucking shit. Hate it.
If
in a real country music, that stuff is so fucking retarded. It's not good. Not good. Hate Toby. Toby. Your name's Toby Keith. What's your last name?
Jeff, I think you know more about Toby Keith than I do. Do you think, if he was to walk into that bar the same way that we walked into the bar?
I know he would love it.
Well, wait, with it empty, would he be like, "Well, that's a Tuesday," or what would his reaction be? How would he justify it?
I don't think he would walk into it because I don't think he has any connection to this thing. I think it's a stupid corporate venture.
I would really like to hear Jeff's Toby Keith song. Isn't there a country song on the iPad? Can you just sing a song about Toby? Do Toby Keith's commercial for. Jeff never sings enough in the show.
Well, I'm a big old fat ass dickhead, pissing on the graves of Hank and all the people that sang country before. And I support the troops. What a bold fucking stance that is. I am a modern hero, gonna put a flag on everything. Fuck you, I fat.
Flag on everything.
You can't just come out and go, I've been out there in Iraq and going down USO tours and the troops. Come on, troops, everybody. Troops. Yeah, no.
Toby.
No, troops.
Toby. Troops. Now, you have agreed to
I love this podcast.
Someone call him Toby. Toby, you have agreed to be the name behind this bar, and we have asked you for months and months, what shall we name this bar and grill? Now, I know you
Toby Keith, I love this grill.
Okay.
I love it. I love troops and grills.
But Toby Keith,
I love it too. Toby Keith's troops and grills.
Toby, that's not so much a name.
The next half hour, grilled troops are half off.
Okay. All right, Jared, his eyes are bleeding, so we're just going to call it that.
The grilled troops. Grilled troops are delicious because I love them. You have to support a basket of delicious buffalo troops.
Well, it's hard to love a troop because it's really, really hard because there are people that might die.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love...
It's not a bold stance.
Who doesn't support the fucking troops?
Everybody supports the fucking troops. We love the troops. They're doing the greatest, shittiest, hardest job in the world, and they do it with great valor and stuff. I'm not talking shit about the troops. It's just you can't go on Colbert and go, man, the fucking flag, American flag, greatest country. It's not interesting conversation, Toby, and your music stinks, and I'll fucking fight you right after the show.
But he's
a great guy. I've met him. He's a lovely gentleman. I'm just kidding, Toby. We're old pals.
While my friend is fighting you, could I just... One more order of potato skins.
What?
They're really good. One more order of potato skins.
Coming right up!
A troop. Potato skins.
Star-spangled french fries and shitty hillbilly music.
I take a little potato skin and I load him up with troops.
I shit on Waylon Jennings' grave yesterday just to prove a point.
Come on down,
the troops.
Occupy your appetite with an AK-47 up.
And Obama is a Muslim.
Got an Apache full of french fries. Half-price appetizers. Toby Keith, I love the troops, and I fucked your mom.
And his bar is absolutely empty across the street, and that gives me a fucking thrill to see that. Also, and while I'm saying this, yes, it's not a bold statement to go, God bless America all the time. Yes, of course.
Of course, God bless America. Yes, yes. What else is God going to bless? Yeah. The Irish? Where are they?
But also, I...
Oh, shit, there's an Irish guy?
We'll get to Jerry McSeinfeld, but I was going to say, it's not really in this audience. I'm also being a hypocrite. It's not a bold stance to say, fuck you, Toby Keith, there.
That's true, too.
I'm not Bill Hicks up
here.
You're
the shadow that Toby Keith casts. He creates a biosphere.
Hello, nerds. So Toby Keith's kind of a dick, right?
Woo!
He writes songs about giving people swirlies. Like, yeah. Gotta write what you know, man. Toby Keith writes what he knows. We write what we know.
I'm sure he's a great person.
All right, let's proceed back.
Also, don't be big and muscular and sing country. Is that something wrong? It's like Joe Piscopo when he got big and muscular. You're not funny with giant biceps. Like, don't be a big muscle bound guy and sing country.
I like Garth Brooks swinging around on a wire. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Okay.
He takes his job seriously. He's swinging around on a wire.
All right, Spencer, I examined my surroundings.
You're in a large circular room. The walls drip with a green mucus.
Wait, this is Toby Keith's place. Yeah.
The laminate is picked off the walls.
The appetizers are supportive of the troops.
An air of silence and
American
misery
flags.
Hangs over this area.
The salt and pepper shakers are hand grenades. Camouflage lines the bathrooms.
French fries are called freedoms.
May I say really quickly before I forget that Dungeon Master Spencer and I will be selling merch in that corner after the show. T-shirts, $15 or 2 for $25.
And if you buy anything, I'll sign it. Also, I'll sign anything if you don't buy anything. I'll sign a napkin. That's the Toby Keith guarantee. I'm not gonna. I'll sign it, Toby Keith. If you bring me a kidnapped baby, I'll sign it, Toby Keith, as a way of getting back at him for holding the nation hostage. I wouldn't know a song of his. What song did he sing?
Does anybody know Toby Keith's song?
Red Solo Cup.
Oh, what a fucking cock! Fuck yeah! Wow, clever.
Story of that song of Red Solo Cup.
Let me guess. Can I guess? I don't know.
Let Jeff guess.
It's a guy that. Because of the red party cups, the solo red party cups, but he's solo tonight. The girl left him, so he's got the red. Okay, that's his better song than he wrote.
It's not even that complex.
All right,
it's literally like, hey, we're all at a party, and we all have red solo cups. So let's all drink from our red solo cups.
Fucking
red solo cuppage.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were.
Yeah, that's that is heartbreaking.
Anyway,
I got a thin plastic red vessel. Holding on my beer.
And I'm catering to frat boys. The end.
Let's shoot some deer.
All right, so let's play some D&D for pity's sake.
I could just leave. I mean,
no, come on, Spencer.
Oh, Spencer.
Baby, no.
Spencer.
I mean, I don't mind. It's fine. All right, well, describe the room you were in.
Okay. They're turning it up. The sound of the... There's like a Whitney Houston song playing.
Toby Keith's upstairs.
This is what I mean when I said I gotta leave. Like, it's fine.
No one can... Wait. Can anyone hear... The podcast won't be able to hear that, though. They won't know what we're talking about. There's like a slight... Someone's okay. iPhone is in the rafters. Playing on speaker.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they've been doing it for 80 minutes.
That's how passive it is.
It's a slow trickle. That's a trickle playoff.
Now it's the sound of the infinifish.
Oh, damn.
He's been decomposing.
Okay, so you guys basically beat up the lungs, right?
You beat up some lungs.
Okay, so now we're sitting in a room with... Are we in the stomach now?
You're in that room you were in before with the three different passways. Sharpie took the left, you took the middle, and Moraine took the right, and then you magically decided to go back to where Sharpie was, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So you're in that room. Obvious exits north, south, and east, and west will take you back to the village.
Where have we not been before?
You've been through all of them. But you guys just caught back up with Sharpie when you thought he was...
We hit the lungs.
Are we still with that far sword guy, or he go away?
He's still around, yeah.
Okay.
He's hanging out. What's up, guys? I'm Valisant, the sword guy.
Hey, Valisant.
All right, well, let's go back to... We came through a lung door, so let's not go through that one.
Yeah, the one you were through had a hanging kidney beans-shaped organ, if you'll recall.
Right.
So, I mean...
That's the kidneys, right?
I mean, I can't tell you.
I rush headlong, barbarian style, into the kidney...
Rushing headlong through the passageway, you find yourself in a large pinkish room, which I'm about to explain. This passage has a high ceiling from which is hanging a large, shiny, veined-looking sack of flesh in the shape of a kidney bean. The several arteries run from various walls into the dangling organ, and a huge central cord seems to be its main support, coming in from the ceiling. You can see what appear to be large white-blue sparks with multiple limbs slowly crawling around the surface of the organ. A greenish tangle of cords appears to be blocking the only other exit. Dun, dun, dun.
The spark things, these are these spider things that repair everything and also will attack us if we start fucking around.
Oh, yeah, they're like an immune response or something.
All right, so we want to attack that main cord that's holding it up there, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, Valisant, use your far sword and take a swipe at that cord.
I don't know if you remember, but my far sword's all used up.
I wasn't there, man.
I have arrows.
You were there. You just forgot.
Oh. Sorry.
I unsheath my arrows. I show them to Quark as I, like, hey, remember? I got it. I have arrows.
How could I forget?
I fire a single good arrow at the thing.
At the kidney bean?
Yep.
You miss.
By the way, there was a dude. Did you talk to the dude who brought? He made props. He made a Mulrain arrow. It's a double arrow.
Let's get him up here.
Can I be holding it? Maybe it will make me better.
He's coming up. He made a thing. What's your name, sir?
Luke.
Luke. Luke likes to make little props, and he made.
This is. She fires two arrows, so I made two arrows. Adventure.
And the heads of the arrows are four-sided dice. And,
the most dangerous of all dice.
And you also made what I thought was a joke about putting a Sharpie in my butt.
It was a wand.
Right.
It's made out of Sharpies. It's a wand made out of Sharpies that does Ray of Frost way better than Ray of Frost.
All right, great. Thank you. Was it Luke?
Yes.
Thank you, Luke. All right. I cast a spell of thanking him.
Spencer, how far above the ground is this kidney thing hanging?
I'd say it's about 10 feet above your heads.
Hmm. I jump onto Sharpie's shoulders and take out my flaming sword and take a swipe at the underbelly of the kidney.
Slashing at the underbelly, you score a flaming hit.
Fuck yeah.
Just as soon as the gash has been made, however, those spidery creatures I was mentioning earlier crawl over the surface of the organ.
So we gotta kill those things first, then, right?
Probably.
I mean.
Yeah, like AIDS.
You want us to give the infinite fish AIDS? I don't have AIDS. Me fucking it doesn't give it AIDS.
That's true.
That's not how AIDS... Wait, Spencer, do I have AIDS?
No.
Okay.
Do I have a spell that would work on organisms like that? Like these sparky things?
On the sparky
charm things. Person wouldn't work on that. That's for humanoids only.
Definitely
right?
Not. Charm person, I mean, you could probably rule out illusions.
Hypnotism won't work on them.
That'd be an illusion. Yeah.
I have the power to summon animals. Can I summon an AIDS monkey?
An AIDS monkey?
Can I summon some sort of like...
I should clarify, you don't have the power to summon things, just talk to them. Oh. So if there's a squirrel around and you're like, is there a squirrel around?
I look around for AIDS-ridden animals.
Suspiciously, all AIDS-ridden animals are absent.
How convenient.
Maybe they're at a support group.
Can I shoot two arrows at the kidney?
You definitely could.
Wait, is that what I want to do? I'm sorry? Yeah. Oh, that's...
It's
okay.
Thanks,
Hat Brothers. I would like to shoot two arrows at the stem connecting the kidney.
What kind of arrows?
I mean, the smart... The
yeah, V
ones.
Arrows. Thank you, Stephen.
The V arrows.
Yeah.
The V arrows.
One of your arrows misses its mark, planting itself right in the wall to your left. The
Never
other
liked
one
it.
Strikes in a critical fashion.
All right. This is really cool.
Dealing 20 damage.
All right. That's like a million in Dungeons & Dragons.
You notice one of the sparks goes to begin repairing the organ. The other three drop to the ground and begin hovering towards you with menace.
I throw a throwing knife at the spark trying to repair the wound.
Okay. As you throw your throwing knife, you feel a great shock of electricity flowing through your body. Let's see if you can still hit under this increased duress.
I should have attacked the immediate threat.
Perhaps. Your knife plants itself right in the back of the spidery creature, and it takes, how many damage? 5 damage.
That's a lot for a spider, right?
At the same time, it's not bad for a spider, but we're talking lightning spiders, bro. At the same time, the electric bolt I mentioned earlier coursing through your system deals 8 damage to you.
8, that's nothing.
You feel quite jolted by that.
All right.
There you go.
Scorching ray!
At what? Scorching ray! What are you shooting at?
At the stem connected to the kidney.
At the damaged stem. You miss. The scorching ray flies into the wall and immediately blackens the surface, but quickly regenerates back to its former glory.
I climb back up on Sharpie's shoulders and I take my emerald dagger and just jab it right up in the thing. Do kidneys have butts?
There's a crease somewhere.
I put it in the kidney crease.
Sliding your dagger directly into the crease of what we're considering a kidney for the purposes of this exercise, a burst of brilliant green light flows out. The kidney starts glowing with an intense bright light, and it's not long before shimmering rays of light are blasting out of the surface of the kidney. You can see all the spiders are frantically trying to heal what damage is being done, but at the same time, they can't keep up. Soon you're covered in a shower of giblets as the kidney explodes.
Giblet shower! Tony Keith, I love giblet shower!
For the next half hour, giblet shower is at 25 cents. Toby Keith's tooth lover.
Thanks for coming to Toby Keith's I Love Giblet Showers and Grill. 2-for-1 giblet showers are happening at the back of the bar, in front of the bar. You can peel off the lacquer and eat it. Line dancing's coming up. You hoochie-coochie till you smoochie-doochie. We're going to play footage of weapons tests on the video wall.
All right, so did we kill this thing?
And just pray for another war. We're just going to get down on our knees and just pray for war.
The organ has exploded, but your actions have pissed off those things I was talking about, and they shoot lightning towards you all.
Lightning spiders? The giblets aren't harmful, right?
The giblets are just embarrassing and gross.
I shoot 2 sleep arrows.
But not before taking 12 lightning damage. Everyone.
Spencer, are we okay?
I don't know. How much HP do you have?
How much what do I have?
HP, that thing that tracks how dead you are. I should really teach you guys how to play this at some point.
I didn't know hit points were called HP. I thought that was a sauce you put on French fries at a pub.
Well, you do that too.
I have 27 HP.
Damn, well now you have 15.
All right, Spencer, I thought we were friends.
All right.
You can get hurt and be friends.
No, it's okay. It really seems like we're not friends right now. We spend a lot of time together. It's fine.
I go into a barbarian rage.
Okay.
And I start spinning faster and faster and faster, and I plunge myself with my sword attack into the thing and try to take out as many lightning spiders as I can.
All right, let's see here. Yeah. That's a tricky move. I'm going to call that an advanced cleave action.
Yeah, that's what I call it. You mean an ACA? Yeah, I mean, I could have told you I want to do an ACA, but these fuckers, they wouldn't know.
Oh, man, I like your Paul Lind head shake. Is there?
Thanks, Aaron.
Swinging your sword
I'm
in a circular
sword.
Fashion. You strike the first spider.
There's spiders everywhere.
Jeff, you're millering.
Sorry, cha-cha.
You only managed to deal 8 to the spider, but as it was already wounded from your earlier dagger, it falls to the ground and dissipates into white energy.
What the kidney does? The kidney?
No, the kidney's already exploded.
Oh, they were giblets, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for killing a spider. I was in Charlotte's Web, you know.
It says crunchy.
I'd put it at Mulrain's turn.
Mulrain, you're up.
Do a thing.
Do a thing.
I like vagueness.
I'm going to take two of my V arrows.
Nice.
I'm going to shoot them at the thing that's the best to shoot at.
You picked the best of three identical enemies to fire at. And firing two arrows.
I shoot them at a lightning creature.
Yeah, those are the ones we're fighting. Firing them directly at the lightning creatures, both of your arrows make their mark, dealing... And... 11 damage apiece. The spiders are wounded. They scuttle up the ceiling and dissipate in the ceiling.
Yay! They dissipate!
Kidney beaters!
Who wants giblets?
Valicent pipes up. He's like, yeah, I make sandwiches out of this shit, man.
I'll take a giblet sandwich.
Hell yeah, let me get my bread of holding.
It's just regular bread. It's just regular bread.
Yeah.
I cast delicious mustard.
Nice. It's spicily effective.
All right. Well, that seems like a...
Yeah. I think it's a good place to stop. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger!
We're two-thirds through the Infinifish.
Come see us at the merch table. We have a limited amount of time.
Aaron McGathey, everybody. Spencer Crittenden. Spencer, stay up here just in case.
Thank you, Luke, for my Sharpie wand. Do you see it fits snugly into the mic stand? Yeah, that would work like perfectly for, yeah. There's nothing, Jeff, I think before everyone dies, everyone needs to have a podcast where they tell people they put something in their butt and then have people come to the show with things that they put in their butt and give up to them.
Yeah, you make that thing vibrate, you have a legitimate sex toy there.
That's just a wonderful goddamn dream that I'm living. I turned 40, I came across the country, I crowd surfed in Brooklyn. And now we're at the top of the country. The top of it, a mile above sea level, looking down through the clouds.
Are we the highest point in the country? No.
Highest capital.
Highest capital.
Highest
yeah,
capital.
Yeah, I mean, there's mountains
okay,
and shit. Right, yeah.
Stretching for a record. You know what I like, though? It's a relief to be in a city where it's the biggest city and the capital. Like there's so many states where you go, like, I don't know, it's not the capital, but it's the biggest city.
I feel like we didn't really get to know Denver all that well tonight. We were kind of doing our own thing up here.
We're going to fix that right now.
Yeah. It's time to...
I want to know who's hurting the most, and I really mean that. Like, who had the worst day? Like, okay, this guy's he's kind of uncertain about it. What's your name?
My name is Keller.
Keller, okay. Is that why?
Dan, he's hurting.
I'm sorry. It was an easy joke.
There's a funny story about that. I was at a party with someone from Switzerland, and she asked me, like, is your name really Keller? I was like, hey, yeah. She's like... You know that means basement, right?
Basement.
Like cellar.
Exactly like cellar.
Sorry.
Like dirty, underground, shameful. Huh. It's a sad name. Sad name. Sad, creepy, skeevy name. So what happened? What happened? Why are you having a bad day?
It's kind of just the. Well, for one, it's been like 65 here, which is of. Strange thing to bitch about. It's really nice weather, and it's the end of January.
Well, I don't understand. You're worried about global warming. The weather's weird. That's why you're. Are you a scientist?
No. I was an English major.
Okay. So what's depressing about it being 65?
It's not typical. Forget that. That was a lame thing to be upset about.
What's the deeper trouble, though? If little things like that, and I'm not joking, if little things like that bother you, like what's the...
Please, please.
Can we talk to this lady over here because she's been very vocal? What is your name, miss?
I'm Lexi.
Lexi?
Huh.
What does that mean in Swiss?
It means worst friend ever. You've been really... You're really heckling your friend.
We show up the same to, and we dress the same at parties.
We show up at parties wearing the same outfit.
And that's why I'm upset.
All right, come on, guys. What? Okay, you're a poetry major. You got a degree in poetry. Your name is Lex Luthor. What's it?
Keller.
Keller, right. And it's warm outside. What are we... today was a bad day because...
Well...
Hey, Lexi, pipe it.
So it's basically... My issue is I... Not that I lack direction in life. It's like... Everybody, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, audience.
It's okay. I do the same thing you're doing for 90 minutes, and I charge them $20.
Right off. No. So I was a creative writing major, not a poetry major. Please.
Jeez.
Yeah, heaven forfend.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell stories to people for a living, but I have no idea how to go about that.
We're gonna help you with that right now.
Fuck me. Awesome.
Right.
Keller to the stage. Get up here, motherfucker.
All right, Keller, we're gonna give you the gift of storytelling.
Yeah, we're gonna make a story. we're going pretty long here, so we might want to.
No, we're gonna make this very quick.
Okay,
that's good. This is how we're gonna end. Yeah. I didn't ask him to come up. I said we're gonna help you with that right now.
Okay,
then you said come up.
I just think it's better to have him up so we can all get a look at this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look at him, folks. All right, Keller. So, let's see here. All right, so you're struggling with how to tell a story in like what, like kind of a master work that you're supposed to produce for your class, or what are you
you want to be a writer, a novelist, a screenwriter? What do you want to be?
My aspiration is to write comics. First nice. Of all, I'm a shitty fucking artist. Second, that's just the truth.
Now, more people need to admit that, really. Coming from the world of comics, like it's heroic of you to just say, I draw badly.
So I want to do that, but Denver isn't a good publishing place. I'm from Fort Collins.
Did someone say fuck Fort Collins? Lexi, calm the fuck down. Holy shit.
Take it easy, Lexi. Like we said, who had a terrible day? Keller raised his hand.
I think Lexi had a worse one for some reason.
Well, I think the reason for Keller's bad day is Lexi. I think. Where did you drive here from?
From Fort Collins.
With Lexi in the back seat?
No.
Oh, thank Christ.
She's like, that's a dumb gas station. Oh, it's crazy. Oh, everyone's hair's on fire. Just kidding. Oh.
Not 2 and 10, do 3 and 9.
All right. I'm desperately trying to figure out how to turn a conversation with you into a hilarious improvised bit. That's my math on the table. So you write comics, like you're from Fort Collins, you're in Denver, you want to write comics, you're bad at drawing, and you're looking for a story so good that it would make a great comic book, right?
Always.
Okay. All right. So what's your favorite thing ever? Bananas, okay? And
Taylor loves bananas.
What was your mom's name?
Samantha?
Alias Bun, made-up name?
No, what's your mom's name? What's your mom's name?
Ellen.
Ellen.
That means attic.
And your and your favorite movie?
Fuck.
Just a favorite movie.
American Astronaut.
What?
Okay. All right.
Never saw it.
Keller, everybody. Keller, American Astronaut's his favorite movie. He's a comic artist. He's looking for the perfect story. His name means seller. And here is his biopic.
Bananas! Get your bananas!
I'd really like one of those bananas.
All right. Be careful. These aren't regular bananas. These bananas will give you everything you possibly could want, but it comes at a terrible, terrible price.
Okay. Well, I don't want... I just want to know... I just want to have the banana. Can I explain something to you? I'm a writer. I don't know.
I'm a banana salesman.
I just need to eat.
I sell mythical bananas, and I don't have all day to talk with people like this.
I'll take three of them.
Okay. That'll be $4.
There you go.
All right.
All right. I'm going back to my basement where I live.
Okay.
Remember, Keller, I named you Basement, so you would never get ahead in life.
Oh, you bitch, Ellen. Oh. All right, I gotta try to draw this comic book.
Stupid! Oh. Totally stupid!
Lexi. Lexi, I didn't know you were down here. I'm trying to draw a comic.
There's so many poems!
Oh, Lexi, honestly, I...
Well, you can't even draw!
You insinuate yourself into my life. Oh, God, she's dead! Oh, God, there's a dart in her neck! Oh, God, it's a ninja dart!
Banana Man came back!
Oh!
Yes, I told you those were cursed. Everyone that you love will die within 35 seconds of meeting them.
Because you shot her with a banana dart!
Right.
Is it a curse, or do you just kill people that are your customers?
Well, it's my curse. I'm a murderer. Seems like good story material. Bye-bye!
It is good story material. I hate to be ghoulish, but I've never had a better idea. Oh, maybe I could stop trying to draw things and just write an idea.
I'm a ghost of Lexi!
Lexi, you dying is the best thing that's ever happened to you. I'm going to Comic-Con.
No, you can't. That's stupid. It's stupid. You can't do it.
No, you say that about everything. Now it doesn't matter. Oh, she got killed by a ghost. Even they hate her in Ghost World.
Banana Man can kill ghosts, too.
Oh. 3 months later at Comic-Con. So you see, my idea is about a girl who gets shot by a ghost dart. And I have an indistinguishable accent, and I can't. It's part Austrian, part Asperger's, and I put it all into my work, and I it's crazy. It's just 65 degrees today, and that just drove me nuts. So I'm hoping that you will buy this, Stan Lee.
I like it, kid.
Excelsior! It's in the way that you use it.
Credits.
Dum-dum. Couldn't you go? Outtakes next to the credits. Oh, no, a dart went in your neck. I don't know what I'm going to fool. Fool? I mean do.
That's pooping. I'm pooping. I'm stupid.
Let's see. Okay. All right.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
That was Keller's movie, Keller's story. Keller's biopic. That was entitled The Final Panel.
We there's a deleted scene that involves Astronaut Man or whatever his favorite movie
Was. His favorite movie, some fucked up weird Swedish film. No one gives a shit about
All right,
Keller.
Well,
why don't you watch Die Hard for once in your life? Harry Potter 3, look it up. I like the American astronaut. That's why weather fucks with you, because it's normal. You're separating yourself from everything normal. Oh, it's 65 degrees. Oh, it makes my skin itch, because it's normal.
I hate when it gets hot again in L.A., because I like to wear suits, and I like the chilly weather. Like, I like sweater weather. Now it's getting hot again, so you're screwed, right? That's what you're saying. Yeah? All right, All right.
Jesus Christ. Please
tell me you all live together in one apartment.
Yeah, like that. It's kind of like Shallow Grave. Like, it's like some indie movie. Like, they all find a case of heroin, and like they're all poetry majors, and they just end up all dead at the end.
Well, I think mission accomplished. We dove out in the audience, and we really got the real taste of Denver from that. a little bell pepper, a little ham.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone else in the audience was like, yeah, I'm glad he talked to Keller and Lexi. I was hoping he'd talk to me, but that's pretty much par for the course. Yeah, here in Denver, it's the altitude. It'll
yeah,
get you.
You played guitar in Nashville, and you talked to Keller and Lexi. And All right, Harmon, I think it's time to bring this train right into the station.
And talk about what we learned? So sad. I don't want to leave Denver.
I don't want to leave here either. We have to get on the bus right after we leave. We can stay and drink for a little bit, but we're leaving at 2 a.m. I don't get to see the town at all.
Believe me, we'd stay here forever. But you know we can't.
Hide your cheese sticks, everybody. He's coming.
When your city is high, you just roll downtown to go to Harbin Town. I was in a wagon. We played Dungeons and Dragons. I went to Denver and found my heart. And potato skins make me fart. So I'm walking it around the room, crop dusting it like baby from a womb. In Harbin Town, I'm hoping that if I keep walking, it'll trail behind. And I'm sorry if it gets in your nose, but in Denver, that's how it goes. And I hope the altitude makes the dudes not smell it. I'm sorry that I'm singing about farts. I should be singing about hearts. I should be singing about omelets, and Lexer, and Schooley, and whatever your names were. Weird hipsters. And what about Dave and his cheese sticks, and Kelsey and her kite? I'm not making shit up. You're a great city. You're the best city in the entire country. You're so good, I'm gonna change your name to Harmon Town. And we're gonna go to the moon. We're gonna secede from the Union soon. We're gonna fuck this country and fuck Toby Keith in the eye. Fuck that guy. His drinks are overpriced. Margaritas don't even taste that nice. He puts too much salt on the rim. That drives me nuts. Fuck you, Toby Keith, in your butts. Whoa. Whoa. This song could use a structural tweak or two. Harmontown, where pee is yellow and the poop is brown. I fucked your mama in Harmontown. Look at Raquel, tip her ass, she's got nice hair.
Thank you so much, Denver Improv. Thank you.
Crowd serving.
Thank you, Ryan, Adam, Drew, and Steven up front. Oh, shit. You had too many cheese sticks, my man.
Crowd surfing.
God damn it.
It's the altitude.
Oh, shit, I touched.
Lexi, get over here. Come on, Lexi, lend a hand.
Crowd surfing.
Here we go. Lexi, do it, Lexi.
Crowd surfing. I'm over 1 mile above sea level. I'm 5,283 feet, Joe. Crowd surfing.
Oh god.
My ass is in a plate of calamari. Oh god. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Rob Schneider's here next week, folks.
Thank you, JJ, for coming up and bringing us back in. Thank you, Luke, for the arrows.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
that
you,
was
Keller
amazing.
Keller and Lexi.
Whoa. Denver Improv.
One more time for Spencer, everybody. Aaron McCarthy. I'm Jeff Davis. He made it through, even at this elevation. Dan Harmon.
Jeff Davis returns as comptroller. I'm sorry I ate so much this month.
Thank you all.
There's merchandise over there in the corner.
Let's all go to Toby Keith's for real. The place is delicious. And the savings. Support the troops.
The fun you have per paragraph in the name of the place is like the highest ratio of fun you'll ever have.